After the beep, please. Mr. Chair, the beep.
I didn't hear a beep.
I'm sorry.
Was that a
started. Yes.
Beep.
It did?
Yes.
Okay. It is 10:30 a.m. on June 7th, 2023, and the June Arizona State Board meeting is called to order. We will do a roll call. Dale Nyblade, present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
Terry Brown.
Present.
Deb Bright.
Present.
Michael Cyril.
Present.
And Sherry May said she would not be on the call. Also present, we have Megan Darien, our executive director, and Mark Harris, our interim chief counsel. Declaration conflicts of interest. I take it I hear none. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from May 3rd telephonic board meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the board meeting, the board meeting minutes from our telephonic conference on May 3rd as written.
This is Michael Searle, and I will second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved by Susie and seconded by Michael to approve the minutes as written from May 3rd's meeting. With any discussion, go to a roll call vote for the motion. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Minutes have been approved as written. Agency operation director's report.
The final notice of renewal of 2023 was sent to all 146 establishments that still need to be renewed as of June 6th, yesterday. Also, Cynthia database migration will start on August 3rd with the final launch date of August 21st. During the process, the e-licensing system will be done, and communication as such will be notified on the website. So we are not going to have any database for almost 2 weeks for the migration to be completed, and the launch would be down on August 21st.
And I'm sorry, what was that date, Megan?
August 3rd is going to start, and August 3rd, e-licensing is going to be over, and August 21st, Cynthia, the new database, is going to start. All the notification is going to be on the website. So, and also I'm going to send all the licenses about the migration and also registering with the new database.
Got it. Thank you.
Should be a good time because July is the end of establishment, and we don't start independent license renewals until October. So gives us a little bit of time for everybody to get registered.
Exactly. That was the reason I moved it to August 3rd. Otherwise, it would have been sometimes in May, which it was in the middle of a renewal, which was impossible.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Five possible violations, complaint against Lisa Diggs. We have a report, I believe, from Michael Cyril.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Michael Cyril. In this matter, the members of the board have received a written report of the initial investigation conducted by the board's investigator, James McLafferty. During his investigation, Mr. McLafferty interviewed several individuals, including representatives of Target as well as the complainant. He also reviewed the process and documentation provided to him. the information he acquired through his investigation was summarized in his written report to the board. Mr. McLafferty has referred this matter back to the board for consideration and or further direction from the board. And I would recommend that members of the board review all information provided and take action as appropriate.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that report. Everybody, I hope, has received that information as well as the response that we got yesterday from Luxottica addressing the complaint. Has everyone had an opportunity to review that? And I would like at this time to thank Nora Chavez for her immediate response to the complaint and the findings to give us the feedback from Luxottica from a corporate standpoint. And I appreciate her speed response as well as the thoroughness of her response. There are several things she brought up. And one of the things that I'm going to make sure that is heard by everybody that's on the call right now is their response to number five about their Plano Sun policy and procedures. And need to make sure that everyone is fully aware of the fact that the Stanley sunglass frame or a Plano sunglass frame that can count as a frame only provided the frame is RXable and the employee removes the Plano demo lenses from the frame before selling them. That is a key factor that I think we need to make sure goes forward in the follow-up to the complaint. I appreciate the thoroughness of Ms. Chavez's report. I am glad to hear that they are taking steps to ensure that the items are addressed. And I would like to thank Clarissa and Morgan for their effort in getting information to us. And I would like to make sure that they understand that the important thing in any issue, if you think there's anything in your stores that are not right, your first response is to take care of it with your store management and or your corporation. And Target Optical's response in this is very thorough, and they have ensured that they are going to reinforce that. They've reiterated their insurance policy as it pertains to all these issues, and I think they've done a good job of that. They are going to be focused more on verifying that their policies are followed to the letter. And for that, I thank them. As chairman of the board, and this will be up to the members of the board if they agree, I feel they have satisfied providing us the information so that we can dismiss the complaint. However, I think we need to make sure that policy, Target's policy in this case, needs to continue to be reinforced with all employees in their locations to verify that we are not indeed skirting the guidelines that have been set by the corporation. Needs to be followed as thoroughly as possible. And at this point, I would entertain any motions that or comments that the board might have to share.
So if we handed this back to Target, they would just handle it internally and there would be no follow-up from us?
It's not the issues that are being addressed are really not under our purview other than possible the issue with the optician, but that's another issue that I don't think is at this point. Target's response has said they've got all the documentation to show the policies were followed. And for that reason, we just need to make sure going forward that everybody involved, including Ms. Diggs, rereads that policy and follows it to the letter. And all we can, I feel pretty assured that Target and Luxottica are going to reinforce their insurance policies and their policy about Plano Suns on insurance.
Yeah, and this is Nora Chavez. I can assure you that it will be ongoing. We the regional manager has already rolled out and reviewed the policy with all of her stores in her region. We are working with all of Arizona to make sure that it is rolled out across, you know, everywhere. And we are also going to work with asset protection to audit, as you know, to make sure that everything is being followed.
Yeah, and that's important, because some of the things we saw was we had one with four claims of frames and the same item number on one patient. We had things of uncut lenses being provided, and I know your stores don't have ability to cut them. And so these are just little things, but they're things that kind of say, well, that seems like something was skirting. But you guys have responded beautifully. I appreciate it. I appreciate the quickness and thoroughness of the response, and especially the quick turnaround. So we had this information prior to our call today, because it really clarifies that I believe you guys are stepping forward in the right way. And for those involved, Lisa, Clarissa, Megan, please don't stop being diligent. We rely on all of you. We appreciate your feedback on what you gave us. I think we will see some changes coming, hopefully. And at this time, I think it's good to have it out in the open so that this doesn't go forward. Lisa, I would say, please make sure you're following your policies and you're following them to the letter. And other than that, I would like to see what the board has to say as far as if they agree with me or not.
Well, I think that my questions have been answered, and this is Suzanne Coleman. So at this time, I would like to make a motion that we dismiss these charges against Lisa Diggs at this time, based on the findings and the reporting of the businesses in question, namely Luxottica.
This is Michael Searle, and I'll second that motion.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second to dismiss the complaint against Lisa Diggs. Any other further discussion or questions? We will put it to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Okay, Target, Lisa, the complaint has been dismissed. Please, going forward, let's make sure we're staying true to the letter of intent and enforce the policies as they exist. I appreciate all the efforts. Clarissa, Megan, appreciate yours. Jim, I appreciate your investigation. Everybody involved, I think we've looked at a possible situation that we can avoid going forward and make sure that we're not circumventing the trust given is to us by our patients and insurance companies as well. So thank you, and we'll move on to item 6, applications for licensed optician.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the following applicants for licensed optician: Amanda Marie Myers, Katrina Estrada, Diana Melendres, Kimberly Stephanie Jandres, Sandra Megan Thomas, Trey Michael Emmanuel David Snarr.
This is Michael Searle. I'll second that motion.
We've got a motion to approve these applications for licensure. Any discussion? Any questions? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Amanda, congratulations. All the rest of the applicants, congratulations on your becoming state licensed dispensing opticians. Move on to 6B, application for comedy.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the application for comedy from Catherine Ann Blaylock.
This is Michael Searle, and I would second that motion.
been moved and seconded that we accept this application for comedy. Any discussion? Move to a roll call vote. Del Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
And we'll move to the application for optical establishment.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following application for optical establishment from Warby Parker in Santan Village, Gilbert.
This is Michael Searle, and I second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept this application for optical establishment. Any discussion? Go to a roll call vote. Del Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Michael Searle?
Aye.
Application for optical establishment has been approved. We've got our scheduled future meeting dates, first Wednesday of each of the months for the rest of the year. Future agenda item, we have a nationwide Bell Road 5C from May that is coming up for the next meeting. Call to the public, and I would like to take a moment to thank the public and thank the involvement of everybody that worked on this, including Lisa, Clarissa, Megan, Nora, Tom, Jim McClafferty. All of you have been very good about working through these issues that we've had on this, and it doesn't maybe make everybody happy with the outcome, but it is a situation that it, I think, sets us up for going forward very well. And again, I appreciate Luxottica. I appreciate Nora and Tom, your responses, and look forward to you moving forward in this situation, and we'll never have it come up in front of the board again. Any questions or comments from the public? Again, I thank you all. Board members, Jim, Mark, Megan, I can always say this. Thank you for your dedication, your service. Thank you for your attentiveness. And this has been a big one because we've had a lot of information to sort through and to digest. Jim, very excellent, thorough, and I think it provided Luxottica the work table they needed to do to go forward and make sure we don't have this possible situation occur going forward. And again, I thank you all for your dedication and your service. And it is now 10:48, and the meeting of this board is adjourned. Everybody, have a great